Welcome to Nothing Matters with L'Enfant Yvon. Today, we're unmasking fear, a real thought. Let us go directly into a familiar yet elusive aspect of our lives, fear. Imagine yourself in a quiet room. There is no need for dim lights or a warm cup of tea. We're here to face fear, plainly, as it is. Let's start by asking, what is fear? Not the dramatic fears of nightmares, but the everyday fears of loneliness, inadequacy, loss. These fears are like threads woven into the fabric of our lives. But why do they hold such power over us? Consider the possibility that all these fears spring from a single root, like branches of a tree. They may seem diverse, but they originate from the same source. Understanding this root could change our relationship with fear. Fear, in this essence, is an illusionist, constantly shifting forms. It builds walls, pushes us to cling to the known, and sometimes to flee from what we truly seek. But what if we stop chasing these illusions? What if we observed fear without trying to dissect it? This brings us to a crucial question. Who analyzes fear? Isn't it the same mind that experiences it? Here lies the paradox. The analyzer and the analyzed are not separate. They are aspects of the same consciousness, endlessly intertwined. The speaker won't offer solutions or escapes. Instead, I invite you to observe fear directly, to understand it as it is. This isn't about my understanding or yours. It's about seeing the truth beneath our thoughts and emotions. So let's confront fear together, not with apprehension, but with the clarity of direct observation. Are you ready to see fear for what it truly is? And in doing so, find a deeper sense of freedom. On this exploration now, unearthing the reality hidden beneath the shadows of fear. As we embark to understanding, let's bring into focus the everyday situations where fear subtly plays its role. Think about the moment in your life when fear held you back. Maybe it was the fear of failure stopping you from pursuing a dream. And by dream, I mean what you are truly world class at. Or perhaps the fear of rejection preventing you from expressing your true sensations. Overshadowed by the feelings that come from the same mischievous tool everyone falls under, called mind. These aren't just personal anecdotes. They are universal experiences, shared silently among us all. At least those who are honest can speak so. Now ask yourself, what exactly am I afraid of in this moment? Is it the situation itself? Or is it the stories I tell myself about what might happen? Often our fears are not rooted in reality, but in the projections of our mind. Let's consider the nature of these projections. They are like shadows devoid of substance, but capable of causing real distress. By observing these shadows without judgment, we begin to see them for what they are, mere projections, not concrete realities, just absolute illusive nonsense. In this understanding lies your freedom. When we face fear directly, observing it without the intention to fight or flee, we find that it loses its grip on us. It's like turning on a light in a dark room. The shadows instantly disappear. Let's explore various facets of fear, its origins, how it shapes our actions, and most importantly, how we can meet it with awareness. Because anything else is just utter nonsense. And this is why it never worked for you, for them, or anyone else. Let us share some insight and questions that help us all to look at fear not as an enemy, but as a misunderstood entity waiting to be acknowledged for what it is. Remember, this isn't about acquiring new knowledge or techniques to conquer fear. It's about direct observation, which is quite the opposite. It's unlearning this education that we received that is so false and based on clouds, which were just fogging those minds that tried to educate and teach us something. They didn't know it better. So nothing right or wrong. Seeing fear as it is, not as we imagine it to be. In this clarity, there is a profound understanding and simplicity. A peace that's not at the end of a journey, but available to us in the here and now. And that what shows the illusive play of mind again by using such words as journey and proclaiming something like that can only be absent from the here and now. So whoever is on a journey is not going into the here and now, nor are they interested to arrive, but just to keep on in their little mischievous play. And it's okay. If someone enjoys to be in pain, to be stressed, and somewhat completely insane, and be it so. But there is another way for those who do understand that this cannot be a state to live a life at all. There is actually really something called a life. Consider the last time you felt fear. Perhaps it was a decision at work, a conversation you needed to have, or even a new opportunity that presents itself. In this moment, fear often whispers a narrative of doubt and uncertainty. But what if we paused and listened to these whispers, not as truths, but as echoes of our own insecurities? Let's explore a simple yet profound idea. Fear is often just a reflection of our own thoughts about the unknown. It's like standing at the edge of a forest, not knowing what lies within. The unknown can be intimidating, but it's also where growth and new experience lie. Reflect on a time when you face fear and moved past it. What changed? Was it the situation? Or was it your perspective? Often, It's our perspective that transforms, showing us that the fear was never as formidable as it seemed. Here is an insight to ponder. Fear doesn't necessarily need to be overcome. Sometimes it just needs to be understood. Understanding fear doesn't require complex strategies. It requires honest self-reflection. This understanding can illuminate our path, showing us that we once feared might actually be a gateway to new possibilities. As you wrap up this exploration, remember that the goal here is not to provide a set of steps to eliminate fear. Rather, it's to invite you to observe fear with fresh eyes, to understand it as a natural part of the human experience. This understanding can bring a sense of peace, not as a distant goal, but as an immediate reality. As we near to the end of our exploration today, let's bring our focus back to the everyday moment where we, well, see that fear plays a subtle yet significant role, at least to many. Picture a scenario in your daily life, perhaps a choice you have to make or a challenge you're facing. Notice how fear might be influencing your decision-making or your emotional response. What if, in these moments, you paused and acknowledged your fear not as a barrier, but as a signpost? A signpost pointing to areas in your life where growth and understanding are waiting to happen. Imagine greeting fear, not with resistance, not with elusive kumbaya, but with a sense of curiosity. What can this fear show me? What am I going to see? How many illusions am I going to strip down instantly, in the moment, through awareness? Here is a simple yet powerful way to engage with fear: by not engaging. And that's a joke. When you feel it, take a moment to observe it. Ask yourself, what is this fear really about? Often you will find that it's not about the immediate situations, but something deeper, perhaps a fear of uncertainty, a fear of not being good enough, or a fear of loss. Recognizing this can shift your perspective, transforming fear from an adversary to a guide where to look at. Remember, our discussion today isn't just philosophical musing. It's an invitation to a new way of interacting with fear. I say new, yet it's as old as any other ancient understanding that needs no research, nor you, nor me, to come to the same conclusion as all the others who faded away before us. That is also truth. Not mine, not yours, just true. This is reality. This is what we all face ahead. And it's beautiful. You can hear it in my voice. That's something you cannot play. It's the sound and the frequency who gives you exactly the feeling of peace. And you know it deep down there. You understand it. Now your mind might resist it, but that's up to you. That's all we spoke about today. But we might go deeper on another episode about that. So, finding clarity in the midst of uncertainty and understanding in the face of the unknown. We end this episode. And I leave you with the most simple way. A direct path to address fear and end it instantly within the moment. By meeting it with awareness and curiosity, suddenly the door is open to get out of your mind, which did nothing else than turning against you by applying its tool called fear. And that's where deeper self-knowledge and freedom occurs as revelation. Merci. Leave this podcast a 5-star rating. Follow or subscribe wherever you listen to it. Leave it a comment if you have any instant intuition to speak what you sensed. Au revoir, and to the next. L'enfant est bon. And that's why nothing matters.